ado, media members on the line, hit star one on your keypad if you have any questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach at the College of Charleston, Earl Grant. Good morning, Coach Grant.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Before we talk about the start of CAA play, I want to go back and talk a little bit about non-conference where you guys performed pretty well and got tested, especially in tough road games at Wichita and Rhode Island. You had a veteran team coming back, but what did you learn about your team over the first couple of months?
Well, man, we got a really, really good group. Obviously, a lot of talent. Guys are really doing a good job of buying in. I mean, I learned that, you know, we face a lot of adversity. You know, we played without Jarrell Brantley the first 10 games, was able to go 7-3, and we played in a game in Alaska without Grant Riller, you know, so, and we're able to find a way to win some games that way. So, you know, we've dealt with our adversity, played at Rhode Island, played at Wichita State. We had some tough atmospheres we played in. So, you know, we've been tested, and, you know, and so I think all of those tests are going to continue to make us stronger as we go through this CAA 18-game season.
I know you would have much preferred to have Jarrell in the lineup, but with him, with his loss, Jalen McManus and some guys off your bench certainly got a bunch of extra playing time and extra minutes. How do they handle, how do they benefit from that, and how do you think it might benefit your team down the road in regards to depth?
Yeah, I think it really helped us early, where it didn't help us that we lost Jarrell, but I think it helped the bench. You know, Jalen McManus, you know, he started those 10 games. He shot 40% from three. You know, did a really, really good job of defending and rebounding. And then Evan Bailey, you know, he got an opportunity. Obviously, he's an older guy, and he's a, you know, great teammate. He's a worker. You know, unbelievable program guy. So both of those guys had a chance to play. We experimented with some small ball with four guards. So we did a lot of unique things. And but I think as we continue to go along, now that we have Jarrell Brantley back in the lineup and that bench continues to get opportunities, you know, I think deeper in the year, it'll really help us.
Talk about Jarrell. I mean, he's is he back to 100%? And the start that he's had in conference play is unbelievable, averaging over 20 points a game, I think, over the four CAA games. Like I said, is he back to 100? And how have things changed with him in the lineup?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you never know if a guy's back to 100, you know, especially when they miss so much time. I think he's doing well. I mean, he's feeling well. You know, he's finding rhythm offensively, finding rhythm defensively. So I think he's doing a really good job. I think the supporting cast, the guys who played so many minutes with his absence, I think they're probably having the hardest time to adjust. You know, they just hadn't played as much as the back. But like I said, you know, I think for our team, it's really going to be good that the guys who got that opportunity to play got so much experience. And as we continue to play these games, I just think we're going to get better.
You guys got off to the 2-0 start, won a couple of home games, but then had a difficult road swing to Drexel and Towson where you lose in the overtime and then lost that competitive game with Towson. Talk about what happened last week in those two games.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's a really hard trip. I mean, you know, we got snowed in here and we had to do all different kind of things to get out of here to travel. So the trip really got off to a bad start. I didn't know if the game was going to be canceled, if we was going to play it. And so, you know, Drexel played really well in the game we played. Our energy level was low. And then we had a quick turnaround. You know, we played Townsend 36 hours later. And Townsend's a good team. So they played well. You know, we didn't necessarily play well, and we lost the game. So, you know, again, tough road swing. The road is always tough. And hopefully we'll learn from it.
Doesn't get any easier for you guys this week with Northeastern on Thursday and Elon on Saturday, two teams that are sitting 3-1 in the conference. A Northeastern team that is playing a lot of guys and a few new faces, a few freshmen that have become sophomores and grown up. Talk about some of the challenges that they present on Thursday night.
Well, you know, they're just a good team. you know, it is a good team. They've been good my whole time since I've been coaching here. Obviously, you know, I got a great coach there, Coach Cone, and you know, they got good players, got a good scheme. So, you know, every time we play them, it's a challenge. I mean, so it's really, I guess it's the same as any other time we play Northeastern. It's just a challenging game because they got a great program, good coach, good players. But it's like all the CAA games, you know, everybody's pretty good. So you just got to play well to have a chance.
Do you feel like, you know, without Jarrell, obviously that kind of changes the chemistry and changes some of the assignments. Do you feel like you guys are starting to get back, clicking the way that you, I guess, planned going into the season or maybe finished last year with your group, establishing roles and that type of thing as you had him back for the last couple weeks?
It is always an adjustment when there's change. And so, you know, this time last year, well, we didn't have to make no adjustment because everybody played the non-conference and we went into the CAA games and we played. So I think anytime there's change, you know, they got to be some adjustments made. But I think the guys have done a really good job. Like I said, you know, the road swing was tough. There was a lot of built-in adversity. And we wasn't quite who we needed to be in both games, but we got a really good team. I like the guys. We had a great practice this morning, and just got to continue to have good days, you know. I mean, I think we'll be just fine. But, again, we got to have good days. We got to continue to practice hard, and I think everything else will take care of itself.
All right, Earl, great talking to you. I appreciate your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.